Hi, Jim. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dr. Wright. I've got just recently developed something kind of unique. I've never experienced this in my right ear. I hear when people are talking, if I'm in a room and there's ambient noise or whatever, you know, just talking, whatever, there's like this unique sort of echo, or like very, very rapid, very, you know, it's like right away, or I would even say maybe like a watery sound in my ear. I tend to get allergies this time of year, you know, twice a year. And I usually just use Claritin, you know, generic Claritin. It seems to be fine. And I don't have all the other allergy symptoms, so I don't know if it has, if it really does have to do with allergies. The other thing is I recently used some earplugs. I've used them in the past, but not for a while because of just ambient noise around outside and keeping me awake. I don't know if an earplug could have, the kind, you know, you crush up on, you get on construction sites and whatnot, you crush it and it expands in your ear. Maybe got in too deep and did something weird. I don't know.
Have you been to an ear, nose, throat doctor, sir? Because, of course, they want to look in your ear and tell you if something did get in there or not, and they can give you an opinion about what they think this might be. Now, I also wouldn't be surprised, though, sir, if a specialist took a look in there and perhaps did a test or two and told you, well, we really can't tell what's causing this. That happens not uncommonly with the sort of phenomenon that you've mentioned. And then some of those folks do come on over to Toma Clinic and we try to help them out. The one clue that you might want to follow is it's really impossible for our bodies to have only respiratory allergies and not have any food allergies. Our body didn't do that. It reacts some to everything. And I've had people with respiratory allergies tell me that when they finally got their food allergies tested and eliminated those foods, that what do you know, a couple, three more symptoms disappeared. One of the best examples I can think of that is a fellow who ran a crew that did landscaping, and every spring he got so stuffed up he could hardly get himself to work, and he had to be in charge, so he had to be there. Well, what we did was nothing about his respiratory allergies. We checked him for food allergies, and it seemed that among them, the biggest, baddest, was all the milk and dairy products. He gave those up. And the next spring, he told me, as long as he stayed strictly away from milk and dairy, he hardly had a sniffle. And all the respiratories were still there. It's just that his body was no longer having to fight against the milk and dairy and his other food allergies. And so it could fight better against the other allergies. It's just like an army. It's only got so many troops, and you can't send them to too many fronts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have had your clinic do food allergy testing on me, and so I'm aware of that, although probably need to drag that back out and look at it. Maybe some things have snuck back in the diet. The other clue I'll offer is that, and I forgot about this, is that the morning I woke up with this issue, I had my ears were both, I would say both of them, felt like, you know, like when you just get off a plane and your ears haven't quite adjusted yet, and it felt that way. So that's what made me think it might be allergy related. So we may be thinking, I might be thinking along the right lines. But then in the process, the left ear seems to have cleared and the right ear, it doesn't have that particular sensation, but I can say it's got this other residual issue. So, yeah.
Well, I can surely tell you that I've worked with people who've found that just one side of their nose or one ear reacts with the allergies and the other doesn't. Now, that doesn't guarantee that this is allergies, sir. It just says, since you know about respiratory allergies, it's definitely, as you said, a place to drag out your old tests and see what's going on. And keep in mind that our bodies don't always either stay allergic to the same things or not develop new allergies. Of course, we can develop new ones. So first try the resource you have. Try eliminating those foods, see what happens. If that doesn't work, then maybe, and also if the test is more than a couple of years old, you might check it again.
Does this sound like a precursor to some sort of a hearing problem? Or would you say, just based on what we've discussed, more likely an allergy-related issue?
So far, it doesn't sound like a precursor to a hearing problem, sir. No.
Yeah. All right. Yep. And yeah, that same ear, I sometimes have some tinnitus. Lower sounds, not high, but and I think I still have that. I think that's still going on. So, all right.
Okay, sir. Well, good luck with that. And remember, there's specialists in all this out there.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks, doctor.
You're welcome, sir.